In 2011, Rebecca Reinhart moved to Toronto from Calgary to pursue a career as a dancer. Shortly after she moved, she started a relationship with a man. A year after they broke up, a video of Reinhart was published, what's known as revenge porn. She found out when she was at a concert for her birthday and she got an email from a friend.
It literally was like, hey, sorry to contact you after so much time for something like this, but here, I saw you in the video, here's the link. And it was like something like XXX, and I was like, oh shit. I just remember the feeling of like everything dropping out of my body and just standing there, putting my phone away and just pretending like nothing happened.
The video would continue to surface over and over again.
2015, I would say, was the second time, and that's when it was like on like a number. And then so I just did the same thing. Like, now I started to screenshot it, got it taken down, and then tried to move on. September 9th, 2018, my best friend had called me. I was in Seattle for my friend's wedding, and he's like, hey, there's 500,000 views, it's downloadable, it's really well produced, like, I'm so sorry. And so that's when I kind of was like, oh gosh, I have to do something about this.
It wasn't until 2018 that Reinhart truly faced what had happened to her.
Like, before I pushed it away and was protecting him, so I was like, of course he wouldn't post it. Victim mentality, apparently this is a thing. But I was like, no, and I don't want to get him in trouble. Like, you know, even if he did post it, I don't want to get him in trouble. And something about this last time was just like, I've tried to hide from this. It's just me. Like, and now it's really affecting me and I'm scared shitless. So like, fuck this. And
so she got herself a lawyer. But that's not all she's doing, and she's got someone else on her side. Gina Phillips is a longtime friend of Reinhart's and co-host of Score Golf on TSN. She is helping Reinhart speak out about what happened to her.
We were sitting in a park one day with my boyfriend, and he's a journalist, and we're chatting about it. Okay, so the thing about Rebecca is she chats nonstop about her emotions, okay? So, like, we're talking about this stuff anyway, you know what I mean? It's not like I had to drag this stuff out of her. I know it was challenging at times, but we're sitting in a park and we're having this same conversation that you could hear on a podcast. So Jeff and I, as storytellers, we're sitting there and Jeff's like, man, you guys should do a podcast.
Hi everyone, my name is Rebecca Reinhart.
And I'm Gina Phillips.
And this is Taking Back My Life podcast.
This is a very raw and candid telling of Rebecca's journey to reclaim her life after a personal sex tape was posted on multiple porn sites
without my consent.
The podcast now has 9 episodes and is continuing to grow. Reinhart and Phillips are working to promote it.
The only thing that I will say is that, Rebecca, if you're sitting on that side, I would sit further back than Gina because of the lighting, because it's side lit. Yeah.
Today's goal is mostly promotional material for the podcast. And so we have nothing together that's more serious, Gina and I. And there is a very serious component to this. We want to make sure that we're capturing our personalities, we're having fun, but we're also capturing the serious and more powerful direction that we would kind of want to go with the podcast.
The podcast is now part of a social media campaign that Reinhart started in order to take back control.
It started from a very personal place. It was that I felt like I was hiding from this for so many years. Ugh, I might get emotional. Ugh. It's like I felt like I was hiding from it. And I felt like it was like haunting me. And I was doing fine, like avoiding it, in with quotations. And then this last time that I found out with like all of these views and someone potentially making money off of it, and like I just felt so violated. But it's like I needed to have some sort of control over the situation in any way that I could grasp it, and that for me as an artist and who I am was the way to do it.
It's called The Unintentional Porn Star.